Okay, I'm back. So you may be pretty expanded at this point. Maybe a few people could check in. Someone who hasn't spoken yet. Elena, Tiffany, who else hasn't spoken?
I'm just in a state where I don't know what to say.
Well, it's just nice to hear your voice, Tiffany.
Okay.
Thank you. Elena, can you just say hi?
You hear me?
Now we can. Yeah. Okay, so that was a much deeper greeting of the elements. And the a few points to understand from this. Is, and if you remember, we came into relationship without projection, without expectation. Slowly, we came into relationship with frequencies, let's just say more refined, closer to source. And you all did a beautiful job being open and not projecting. Very, very impressed. And so, what we were able to learn from this was how our job as facilitators is to prepare a group and then let it turn over to the higher, brighter luminaries, the luminous presence. Does anyone have any reference to the New Testament going on in them with the words I'm using? I'm Jewish and I know more about the New Testament than you guys. Huh? Or maybe it's from Godspell. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Anything?
I've never read the Bible.
Actually a good practice to read all the holy books from the different religions. Yeah, and so Saint John prepared the way for Jesus to come. He prepared the people for the higher frequency. So if we, who said that?
I'm sorry. That was me, Trish.
So if we step away from the literal interpretation and maybe the more mystical interpretation, we find that we are capable of preparing to enter sacred space and into transformational ceremony, but we can only take it so far. We can either divert into what I described earlier was a magical approach using magic, but that usually implies some kind of control and intention to gain something from it. That's how I look at magic. And some people interpret what's happened to humanity as being under the influence of magical control. And if you stay with the path of the mystic, you find out that through that relationship with the elements, as that those relationships with the living intelligence grows and develops, it takes you to a space where the sacred can enter. And then what we're calling the luminous beings begin to guide the ceremony. And this is very important. It's important to understand in terms of the relationship with the elements and in terms of relinquishing personal control of a ceremony. And what our role as facilitators really is. So that takes us on a journey of releasing and growing out of this limited perspective of feeling responsible, of feeling like we are doing something personally. And takes us into the role of serving in a higher sense and helping to facilitate this relationship with the dimensions of our being that is the true human. So it takes us out of the doing role for ceremony. And that takes a lot of maturing spiritually, emotionally, a lot of being honest with oneself when you can sense the desire to control or take credit. So, what's happening for you?
Well, I get a sense of relief out of that, actually.
And then sense beyond that. What if that sense of relief is just like 10% of what do you sense beyond that?
My sense, well, as you guided me into that, I sensed an expansion.
Okay.
And a softening.
Okay.
Feels like
And
a
that.
deeper grounding happening as well.
Okay. And what's the feeling you're having now?
Peace.
Is there a little humility in there?
It's very I guess by peace, I mean like there's no ego involved. That's humility for sure. I've improved myself.
Like, I'm sorry, what you like you is that a
I don't.
dog?
Yes, sorry.
It's okay. It's
He's
okay. I
not
like
taking
dogs.
that
What's your puppy's name?
Bergie.
Bergie?
Yeah.
Okay, hi Bergie.
Oh, poor kid. And
Gonna
I
be
have
part.
noise cancellation headphones on too, so he's really barking loud.
They're all welcome.
Yeah, but it's a new energy for him because he's definitely been walking around, not really knowing what's going on. So it's not, he doesn't usually do that. So humility for sure.
Good. Okay, someone else check in.
It's Renee. I'm feeling a real softening and acutely aware of the paradox of surrender and also of so-called mastery, and that this giving over, turning over, in I would say the 3D world means failure. When true mastery, so to speak, lies in surrendering.
So note how we got there. If you trace how we got to the place of surrender, what do you remember?
Are you asking this of me personally?
Yes,
Okay.
personally.
Well, where I go right away is, I mean, there was a definitely a process, and that going through that process was brought my being into a state of harmony with Mother Earth, the spirit of the land, the nature spirits, the elements. And in that harmonizing, there was an expansion and a letting go.
So we don't jump to letting go. We're supported through a process, an organic process of letting go, all the while supported.
Yeah, and I know for myself, some author said this, some person who wrote, I can't remember who, but wrote that everything I've let go of has claw marks. And I'm aware of how the letting go is can be really challenging. And I'm heartened to hear that it's a process and that there are steps or phases to go through in order to allow that to happen. It's not something I can make happen.
So that falls into this category of the pull yourself up by the bootstraps, you know, got to do it alone.
Yes.
Conditioning.
Yes.
And how that causes us to really disconnect and create almost like a thought form and project into it that's totally disconnected. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sitting with the energy of your words, and it's resonating very much.
So, and for everyone, see what kind of spaciousness we need to create and reconnection through that spaciousness to be free from that really strong conditioning. And, you know, Cindy mentioned in one of her comments about how she realized that she needed to slow down more. And you know, there's the struggle to make the space so that you can naturally go through the process with enough time and to not rush through it, to actually go through the development that the process takes you through. And that becomes a choice. That impatience, the rushingness, the rushing, it doesn't lead to the depth that we're seeking. And so it feels like we're dropping out and that we're going to miss something. We don't end up missing anything, but that's what it feels like. And so we bump into that conditioning frequently, all the time, on the spiritual path. And so the only way we can find out about right timing is if we can let go and drop out of that press of time that we have around us. And that can be very scary. And right timing is the tuning to right timing is important in ceremonial work.
I've been going in and out of being able to comprehend anything. And we may have been talking about this all along, but how do we know when the guides come in and we can let them take over?
That's a very good question. So it's not something you can know with your mind, which is why I cued when it happened. That's something that needs to appear within you. Like you said, that the spirit of the land filled you up. It's that way of knowing.
I don't think I've ever personally experienced knowing the guides came in at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the ways you might know is if there's a lightning, you know, an expansion, a lightning of the energy of our axis growing, of the toroidal field expanding beyond where it's been. And there's a feeling like you're not doing anything anymore. Did that make any sense?
Yeah, I don't know that I've experienced that state. You know, in our meditations, when I feel I'm not doing anything anymore, I zone out and have no idea, you know, consciousness level, what's going on.
Right. And so that is a very delicate point right there, because part of us is still trying to know through the mind. So it feels in comparison that we don't know anything. And then the other part of it, us that's trying to surface, knows in a completely different type of intelligence. So when you described, I think it was the spirit of the land filling you up, right? Is that what it was? Or the nature spirits? Which one was it?
Nature spirits.
Nature spirits. And it filled you up from inside and you knew something, right?
It was both, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the same way you'll know when this is turned over. It's from that type of intelligence. So you knowing that that was within you was a different type of intelligence.
And so how do I begin to lead or facilitate with that intelligence instead of my 3D mind?
You don't until you have a lot of practice.
Okay.
That's what this is opening. There's attunements going on and transmissions going on here to help develop that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
none of this can be fit into the linear paradigm. And there's this tension of trying to fit it in and knowing you can't. And finding that place that you know how to go to regularly, where the linear dimension ends and the multidimensional consciousness intelligence begins, is something you get to know for yourself. It's different for each person. And when we referred to, at the very beginning, finding the reference point in our body that disclosed the tension and parts of us that weren't grounded is the beginning of finding that place for ourselves where we switch channels. We go from PC to Apple. It's that kind of switch. And you don't get rid of the linear dimension. You shift into a different type of intelligence, a different operating system. And each intelligence has a spectrum of what it can do. And what's possible. And we need both in proper relationship, in right relationship. And so you find out for yourself by your practice, daily practice, where that transitional place is. So before I lead any class or work with any in an individual session, I am in the multidimensional state. I won't do any spiritual work without being in that state. And so it requires in my life more time. It requires me setting aside more time to make sure that I can get to that place and be there for what I feel is where I'll do my best service. And that means cutting other things out in my life. I have to make room for that. And it takes practice. Okay, we're coming to a close here for today. I just wanted to check in. Is 11 o'clock Eastern time a good time to start? Is there any interest in starting earlier? I was being sensitive to the West Coast people. If we're fine with 11, I'm fine with 11. But if there's another opinion out there, I'd like to know.
Oh, man, you know I'm fine with 11, too.
Okay. I know. You know, you guys always have to get up earlier. Okay, so we'll stay with 11. And let's have each person put up one comment. On the class page between now and 11 tomorrow, and not at 1 minute to 11. Okay. This is part of tending the circle and sharing your wisdom, creating a delicious buffet for everyone. Because your voice matters in the circle. Okay, any
will we be getting another email as to how to sign on?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you will.
You know, could I ask one question before we bow out?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I'm trying to formulate the words.
Okay. Okay.
Like in that last segment, or many of them actually with you, it seems like I call in the directions and then I go and I implode. I go within to the nothingness. And then as soon as I hit the nothingness, I know the beings are there because it's in that nothingness. Mm-hmm. But I'm not always in cognitive mental mind to say, oh, here are the guides.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like consciousness, the consciousness of this world goes away and I merge with theirs, and then there aren't real words. So it's just, it's a feeling, and you just, I don't know, I bow out. I don't even know how to say that other than bow out. I realize that I'm a part of all consciousness that all is, and whatever happens, happens. And I just like everybody says, sort of let go. But I'm not sure I'm cognitive enough at that moment to say, oh, here come the guides.
Well, you're not cognitive in the same way that you think of being cognitive.
That's true.
Right? So you're not applying linear cognition to a multidimensional experience. So you're not going to be cognitive in the same way, but you do know that you're one with everything, and that's a different form of intelligence.
Okay.
So two different kinds of intelligence.
Oh, that I know. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Anyone else? Okay, well, thank you for gathering and creating our circle today. So we'll meet at 11. You should have an email by 10:30 our time, Eastern time, at the latest. If you don't, let me know. And let's see what happens tomorrow morning with our tech. We should be good. I think we'll be good. And have a beautiful evening. I just would warn you not to like go out and party and do much because you're in a delicate, sensitive state. So take care of yourself. Okay. Okay. So we'll meet tomorrow. Many blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.